Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 18. Episode 18. Yeah. We are now. We're adults. We're legal. We're adults.
We can buy alcohol.
We can buy alcohol.
We can drink alcohol.
Yeah. We can.
Shout out to Bud.
Shout out to Budweiser. we can buy alcohol. Lads, we're 18. Come on. Our 18th.
Sorry, a weird segue. My mate sent me a message the other day about, you know, we had Maggie Thatcher, the milk snatcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in France, it happened in the 50s or 60s. They took wine off kids because they'll have wine at 8 years old at school.
It was later than that. It was like the late 80s or something.
What, they didn't let them have wine at school?
I think they didn't let them have wine at school.
I saw this meme on Facebook. It's a stranger of a little kid and they used to give them wine at school.
No, I put it on the family group.
Just how things were.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they could still have wine at school. It's just awesome.
At 8 years old?
No, so I think it was 8 or 9 or something. That was the youngest.
Yeah, it was like that. It was just standard. It was like, you know, you get it with like your jacket potato and stuff.
Yeah, and a glass of wine. The French kids couldn't have wine with their meal at school.
The thing is there, though, the French would just drink that and be really kind of like...
No, responsible.
And responsible. If we did that, our 8-year-olds would get fucking smashed.
Oh, they'd start throwing toys at each other.
They would,
like England fans.
They would.
Throwing the police every week.
They're in the middle of Stockport and stuff. You're like, oh shit, it's that group of 8-year-olds.
Well, they do that without the alcohol.
Don't look at them in the face.
They do that without the alcohol anyway.
But that's, they do. That Simpsons, you know, my children need wine.
That's
a lot of truth in that.
That's amazing. They don't do it anymore, though?
No. Fortunately, no. And we don't get our milk anymore as infants.
So legally 18, what can we legally do? We can legally drink.
Buy cigarettes.
Can we vape?
We can vote.
Can we vape? We can vote.
We can vote.
What else can we do at 18? We can...
Working in an abattoir. Rated films.
We can watch films. 18 rated films.
Games.
Yes. Yeah. Like it.
Order porn.
We can order porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no 13-year-olds doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. All different types of porn before you start having a go.
Yeah.
All different types.
Yeah.
In fact, someone said to me just the other day, I don't know if I can say this actually. I probably will say it. I can't remember. Best not say it actually. Or should I say it?
Say it and get banned.
It was basically something about bestiality porn.
Which is
like animal porn. And they were saying about how far advertisement is going at the moment, you know, like like Bill Hicks. Do you remember Bill Hicks?
Yeah.
And how he always says that eventually
drink
one day,
Coke.
It'll just be a naked girl with her legs wide open advertising a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And they were sort of following on from that, saying it might well just be like a... took a weird start to the podcast,
it did.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, we went dark very quickly.
Very quickly.
Then.
What else can we do at 18? Anything else?
Vote.
Leave education. Finish. Go to uni. Get an apprenticeship.
17. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign on the dole.
Sign on the dole.
Can you sign on the dole at 18?
I don't know. Is that they trying to keep you off it till education to like 21 now or something? I'm not sure.
Marry without parental consent.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, Greta Greenick.
Yeah.
What? So you can marry younger with parental consent.
You can marry 16. At 16 with parental consent from both parties.
You can join the army. Yeah. You can join the army at 18.
I think you join the army at 16.
But that's got to be with parental consent, I think.
Or maybe it's 17.
I think you can go to war at 18, though, can't you?
Yeah.
So you can join the army at 16.
You can kill a man at 18.
Yeah, you'll have to kill us. Or a woman.
And by Call of Duty.
Or a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're piloting an aircraft, and sorry, I accidentally dropped that fucking 40 megaton bomb.
But it was laser guided. But the laser guided didn't mean, right, that's, well, you know, what's happening in the world right now. It's
So that was a mental start. So what have we all been up to? Anything of interest?
Mm.
Danny, you first. What have you been doing? We were just talking beforehand about you've just bought a piano.
I'm 40 in August. And it's debatable whether I look it, because a lot of people have been saying, I didn't think you looked 40.
Yeah, you look all right.
And then some person has said, oh, no, you definitely look 40.
Who said that? Do you want to just give him a shout out?
No.
Someone said you definitely look 40.
Yeah.
As my younger brother, I'd say you don't look 40.
No.
I'm always amazed that you're still not 40.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Paul Sharrock thought I was about 40 when I was about 25.
Yeah, he did.
Because
it's always the same age group of talking and friends and all that.
Paul's one of our older cousins. He still makes you sit in the back of his car, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Whenever you go into his car, you're not allowed to sit in the front.
Yeah.
So you're approaching 40. You decided to buy a piano?
Yeah. So bought a piano at Christmas. Still not picked it up.
Where is the piano?
It's in a place in Stockport. It's just an electric piano.
Right.
I was waiting to do it because we were doing the house up.
Sorry, so is it a keyboard?
Yeah, keyboard. Yeah. So it's like got a stand and a thing and everything. You put your iPad on. And I just thought, you know what? I'm 40 this year. I've not done anything new for years. So I applied for the London Marathon. Still not heard back from that yet.
Like it. We'll sponsor you.
Yeah.
The Cycling Podcast will sponsor
you. Well, there's a few of our listeners actually who have come up with an idea for that.
If anybody wants to sponsor Daniel for the London Marathon, if he gets
I will definitely have a sponsorship for cancer research.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Beautiful.
But they have said, we've agreed they will give me £500 each, only if I'm dressed as a big chicken.
I love it.
But you know the chicken outfit from Toy Story 2?
The Chicken Man.
The Chicken Man.
Al's Toy Barn.
Draw that chicken.
Yeah. They said they'd only do it if I was dressed at that.
That would be perfect.
Or the Boba Fett chicken from Family Guy, Star Wars.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Everybody's heard about bird. Bird.
So they'll only give me £500 each.
Right. Is this some of your friends?
Yeah, but I've not heard yet, so I don't know for definite. It was mainly three things. The one with the piano was a bet with my niece.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's a brilliant musician.
Yeah.
Run London Marathon.
Yeah.
And complete a Rubik's Cube.
On your own.
So, on my own.
Keen is the perfect person to ask for that. Keen's our nephew. Your cousin. He can do a Rubik's Cube in like 10 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, he got obsessed with it, didn't he? He got obsessed for a while.
But there is a specific way to do the turn, which will make it complete no matter what. It's mathematical, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, it's just
So have you started doing that yet?
No, not done any of them.
You should do all of them at one time.
Yeah, do a Rubik's Cube.
Run the London Marathon with a piano and doing a Rubik's Cube.
That is fucking brilliant. Yeah. That is genius.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. You could come up with some sort of weird uniform.
Yeah,
chicken.
I could go live as well on this.
Do it. Although you wouldn't know how to go live.
Breath. I wouldn't know how to go live.
He'd be phoning me saying, how do you go live on this thing?
Yeah. Which button is it?
So all that in a month.
All that in the last episode. 2 months. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Love it. Jack, what have you been up to?
Not too much. Watching a lot of the football. It's finally back. Thank God.
Yes. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The Euros. Yeah. Anything else? Anything of interest? Anything happening in your life that you wish to share with the world? No.
Nah.
Fair enough. Andy?
I found out today that there's a gravity anomaly in Antarctica.
Oh, tell us more. Love this. Love this shit.
Basically, it's only tiny, but they reckon there's a massive crater under the Antarctic that was hit 100 million years ago.
And what makes it an anomaly?
Well, it's minus. The gravity's just slightly less, but like 0.000.
Than everywhere else on Earth?
Yeah, so if you were to do a long jump there...
You'd go slightly...
You won't have a strong effect.
So you'd stay in the air just a little bit
longer. I think so, yeah.
You know what that is?
It's aliens. I know you're saying it's aliens.
Well, we talked about
there's
that.
A pyramid in... There is. There is a pyramid.
There's four pyramids.
Yeah.
And it's Predator 1.
Predator 1.
Yeah, Aztec 1.
Well, no, I mean, I've seen a lot on social media, so it must be true if it's on social media, that says that there is a pyramid in Antarctica.
There's an ice wall and we all live on a flat Earth.
Oh, yes.
In fact, our planet is basically what you see here.
Yeah, it's all that.
We're actually, it's not a podcast about construction.
Just to clarify, I don't want to speak for the whole pod, but none of us believe in flat Earth, do we?
No.
Fucking idiot.
There's a theory that with the ice wall, that Antarctica is actually a wall of ice that surrounds what we know.
Yeah.
And beyond that, there's more, there's like other... land beyond that, islands
like,
we haven't
we're
found.
We're going like Truman Show here, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're kind of going deep into the, is the lizard people.
I tell you what, if there is, sorry Dave,
spoke. No, it's fine.
And that's where all the dead celebrities live as
that's
well.
Where they all live.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there is an ice wall and it one day is proven, whoever gets there first, when he goes through it, has to say, in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, good night.
Love it.
They have to say that.
I love it.
You know the people who do this though, why don't they just charter a boat between them all and go there?
Yeah, no.
And find out for themselves.
Oh, I think because that doesn't get as many likes as saying there's an ice wall. I was just thinking then when you were talking, what would, imagine a billion stars.
Brian Cox.
What would Brian Cox be thinking?
He's a pretty sensible bloke.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But that gravity anomaly is true.
So you reckon it's true?
No, it's true. It is true.
So if anyone wants to comment or talk to us about the gravity anomaly.
Yeah, and it's the result of an asteroid that was 2.5 times the size of the one that killed the dinosaurs, they reckon.
Jesus.
It's an enormous... No, he reckon it was 100 million years ago and it might have caused part of the Gowanda land to move from split. No, I'm not. You know, like you have Pangaea and all the other different landmasses. He might have caused the actual split, an actual split in the continent.
Do you know, Dave, this is the problem with Andy, right? Because, as you'll know, you share a room with him.
Yeah.
I worked with him for a lot of times. Yeah. And like sometimes he'd say stuff. I was like, that's fucking bollocks.
Shut
like,
up, Andy.
Fucking, what's he talking about? Yeah. Then I'd go home, Google it, and go, fucking hell, he's right.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right. Yeah, I know.
It's annoyingly right.
Yeah, but I just get it off the internet. So.
It is quite annoying.
Yeah.
Seeing as you've asked,
how's your
how's 18 episodes that's gone on for?
How's the construction going?
Oh yeah.
The studio / podcast / office / bar / garden.
I'm going to say this because I know Sarah will like it.
Yeah, it's going well. We've got a floor.
Put you in it.
We have a floor in now, and the walls are just starting to be built,
nice.
The side walls. So I think we're still about, I don't know, 4-6 weeks off yet, because I'm having to duck and dive and do it in and out of the rain and, you know, weekends and stuff like that.
Can't
commit throughout the week to do it. So it's going well. I have thought about going live a few times from it.
Where you're building it.
But it's just the hate that you get on TikTok from all the knobheads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
Don't read it.
Hey,
don't read it.
Yeah, well, I don't read it, but it doesn't bother me. It's a weird thing. It doesn't bother me, but I just think it's better off not doing it. So I'll carry on doing it, and then I'll think.
No, you should do it. Bollocks.
I might do it.
I don't care about anyone who even watches it.
A weird thing hit me the other day, though.
With
obviously Dad passing away a few months ago. I know we've talked about it a lot. I'm not going to talk about it again. Don't worry. All right. Anyway.
Give us a like, though, if you...
Dad's dead, give us a like.
Yeah. Give us a like, or send us some money if your dad's dead as well.
No, and I thought to myself, like, Dad's gone, he's gone now, and we've got pictures and a few bits here and there. When I die, right, and hopefully my kids in the future now will be watching this very episode, but when I die, and when you die, they'll have this podcast to at least... go to show their children's
Good
children
point.
Or whatever. That's what your great granddad was like. Oh. He was a fucking gobshite.
Oh, funny, in 10,000 years time, we could be like really famous.
Yeah, we could.
There could be a religion around us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Psych Cabin religion.
The Psych Cabin.
Like, it could be like trillions of human beings, and they've all gone on to certain things in the past.
But I suddenly sort of was sat there thinking.
It's a great
you know
point.
What? I mean, you know,
it's out there
with the advent of social media and YouTube and. All these things now, you can make yourself live on in your family's memories for a lot longer than... There's this weird advert going around, isn't it, at the moment, that in 80 years, your pictures, all your possessions will be owned by somebody else. Your house will have someone else live in it. Your car will be scrapped. Your job will be meaningless. And you sit there thinking, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But with the advent of like this, you live on. You will live on.
Yeah.
So have you got a message for your future generations who might be watching this right now?
Sorry I blew all the money in Vegas. All your inheritance. No, it's a tough one that, Dave. Really tough one, actually. Future for the message. I hope you're all well.
I hope you're all well.
I hope you're all and look after yourselves.
Look after yourselves and each other.
Look after this as well.
Yeah. Don't take it all too seriously. You're not here for long.
Yeah, I agree.
God knows what world
I'm trying to be kind.
In.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? You don't know what.
I my message is: it's all bullshit, apart from your family and your close friends.
True. Yeah.
It's all bullshit. Yeah. It's all bullshit. It's meaningless. It's meaningless. That car that you're chasing, that outfit that you want, that
piano,
fucking. No, because that's like a talent. Yeah. That's like an enjoyment. Yeah. That's a pastime.
Oh yeah, and
that's
can
not
you
meaningless.
Name a planet after us. Cheers.
But if you could name a planet, Psych Cabin podcast or a race of aliens.
Yeah, race of aliens.
That would be good. Jack, a message for your future self.
My future self.
Sorry, not your future self. Yeah. Your future descendants.
Future descendants. Yeah.
Fuck the lawyer.
Yeah.
Put you on the spot there. Sorry.
Hmm. No, I don't. I can't think of it. Yeah, I think they'll probably have it. I don't know. Will they have it? Will it be much better for them, or will things be different? Will this be? What if this is the only remaining piece of media left
in the whole entire existence.
After that computer virus.
That's a great interesting.
Because the thing with the internet is,
oh, that's beautiful.
After a virus, yeah,
it's all on there and stuff. But there's loads of stuff on the internet that's already been lost. You know, like all, you know, like from the early stages, like web, when it was all web forums and just websites. Because a lot of those places have closed down. Yeah, so yeah. Unless something's archived.
What was the first YouTube video? You know this, I'm sure you do.
The first one was by the people who made it. And it was
a guy in a zoo or something.
It was just them in a zoo. It's like a fifth.
And that's the very first piece of a video that appeared on YouTube.
It's the first one, yeah. Yeah,
there could be an internet archaeologist in 2,000 years' time.
That's a good shout.
The only person who sees this in 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, or he could remake us in a holographic form with our voices and our appearance, and we could be like presenting at some really prestigious futuristic construction college. You know, I mean,
we'll just be an algorithm.
How important do we think we are?
You never know how things can be used. It's like that sound effect that's in every film.
Ah!
The Wilhelm scream. If you look it up YouTube. You recognise it. It's in every Star Wars film. It's in everything.
I don't know.
That was just taken from some random recording session in like the 1940s or something.
And they used
it. No one knew it was ever going to do that, but it's used in every... It's like an in-joke now in everything.
It's like fucking having two encyclopedias, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I always say to Jack, rather than Google, I just ask Jack.
Yeah.
I'm not even...
Jugal and...
Jagoogle.
Jagoogle
and
Dooble.
Instead of Yahoo.
Yeah.
But Yahoo's shit.
Yeah.
Well, is it?
Ask Jeeves.
Still got Yahoo.
Oh my God, Ask Jeeves.
I think Bing's the only other one that's left.
Bing.
Yeah, Bing.
Ask Jeeves and...
Is Bing still a thing?
I think that's the only one that still exists.
You know, I'm sure Mum still got a Yahoo account. Oh,
I have djmelia6@yahoo.com. I don't care.
Email me.
I won't read it anyway. So
send him dick pics. That's
honestly, send me any abuse you want because I won't even read it.
Please, I want to come to the next pod and someone has sent you an email to that account.
djmelia6@yahoo.com.
Please, somebody send him an email. That would be so cool. Massively digress, but absolutely fine. That's what this podcast is all about. Love it. Today is a Euro special.
Ooh.
We're in the middle of the Euros. Before we start the Euro special, wanted to just talk about the last episode of the podcast, episode 17, the most watched episode since our very first episode. So thank you to everyone who's watched it. Not quite sure why. Think it's because of the two subjects that we talked about. One was salaries and one was mental health. We've had some amazing inboxes and messages.
And
I am going to read one out in a bit. They've given me permission to do it. I won't name them, but they've given me permission to do it, so I'll read that out towards the end of the pod. Remind me to do that, would we also, on episode 17, we all made a prediction on episode 17. Can you remember what that was?
I said that United would win 2-1.
We all predicted the United City Cup final, and all of us said that United would get beat.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see it coming.
Oh, my God. I mean...
But no. The symmetry of they won 2-1, we won 2-1. So there's not even a goal difference or anything.
We're even. So,
you know, two finals, two wins.
Didn't think we had a chance.
No, I didn't.
Fair play. I mean, I'll give City fans this, and there's a couple of YouTube City fans that I've seen, and even they've gone, better team won on the day.
Yeah, they did.
On the day, definitely. You know,
I don't think any United fans gave us all them a chance.
No.
I was on the train down to London, supposed to go, but someone sold our tickets.
That's right,
I was fuming about. But I was on the train down, and there was obviously a mix of United and City fans. I got talking to these City fans just at the toilets, just having a bit of a laugh with them. No real bad banter, just having a bit of a laugh. And they just said, come on, how do you reckon? And I said, you're going to batter us.
Yeah,
and
they were like,
I don't know. I said, I can see United doing it today. And I was like, nah. Yeah. You know, couldn't see a thing. So every United fan I was speaking to was like, if it's 2-0 City, I'd take it.
Yeah.
Whereas every City fan was going, something about today, I just think you're going to turn it on.
Because it's a final.
We've been the better team. You're going through a bit of a crap season, which totally agree. They weren't having a dig. They were just being honest. And I've got to say, to Ten Hag,
brilliant,
absolutely perfect.
Eric Ten Hag, genius,
and absolutely perfect.
Those last 10 minutes,
two trophies. Those last 10 minutes,
You
can't really argue that, can
you? No, you can't. It's an. I'm not. Did I want him to stay? Did I want him to be the manager? Don't know, because I think the club's a mess anyway.
Yeah,
But what I hate, what I have to defend him on, is all the crap he has to put up with off the club. Telling him, they told him they've spoken to Tuchel.
Yeah, that's out of order.
Like,
that's out
who
of
do
order.
They think they are?
Yeah, you don't do
like,
that.
You don't do that. That's not the way Man United acts. No, that's not the way Man United works.
No. Seemingly, and, it is at the moment.
And that's why he should be given another year. Yeah, sure. Go, do you know what? In a weird way, I'd love it if he went and won another trophy and then went, fuck off, I'm going to someone else. I'd think, fair play to you.
I think there's still a way to go, but this season, it's chaos behind the scenes in the first 6 months.
That's why I weirdly want him to win.
And injuries. Yeah.
I weirdly want him to win another trophy and then turn his back on us because we've put it. It's a disgrace the way we've treated him. It is.
I'm going to call him next season Erik Elevenhag because he's gone up one.
He's one. He's one better.
He's one better. So Erik Elevenhag is my.
And he's, what do you call it? He's a proven winner. We've got three finals, two cups.
Exactly.
I mean, I know the league's not been brilliant and everything.
It's been terrible, but
so winning. Moral of the story: don't listen to any predictions that the site Kevin put.
We haven't got a clue. We haven't got a clue.
Don't listen to pundits.
Don't listen to pundits. They're all wankers.
Yeah. Don't listen to anybody.
How important do they think they are?
I would love a couple on there.
Oh no! I mean, they're not all wankers. Yeah. I don't mean all of them. I mean 99.9%.
You'd have Roy and Gary on here, wouldn't you?
Oh, definitely.
I'd even have Carragher on.
You're playing for United.
I know, for Manchester United.
That's your job.
No.
And righty as well.
Talking about football, obviously, it's Euro special. We've done this before, but we're going to do Construction 11, first of all. And then we're going to do a flip Construction 11, which I'll explain in a bit. So, Danny, have you got your pen ready and your board?
I've lost one.
You've lost one.
Oh no, got me red pen. I just need to move back a little bit. Hopefully.
Is my Construction 11. It's not the Sightkind podcast, it's my Construction 11.
Go.
Okay, you ready for this?
Right.
So I've gone for Roofer in net.
Okay.
Because
stops the rain coming in.
Yeah, but you've got to be good. You've got to be mobile as a roofer. You've got to move.
Good shout. That's throwing tiles day. Catching them. Like,
I remember you saying that to a roofer once. You're a cat with six legs. Because he said, he nearly fell off the roof and he just hung on at the last second.
Like one hand stuck on. So you've got to be agile. You've got to be mobile. You've got to be a little bit sort of, you know.
It's a fair shout. I get it.
Fast across the box.
On your pins.
On your pins.
You know, you're on your battens, you're catching your battens.
And you're on your nerves. You're living on your nerves as well because you can always,
Now then, this is very controversial. I've gone left back.
Yeah.
I've gone plumber.
I don't know.
I think a lot of plumbers tend to whinge. Yeah. There's a lot of whingers with plumbers.
Yeah. Oh, got bad knees.
Yeah.
They have.
And I can't do gas. And then you have a plumber that go, I can do gas.
Yeah.
And it's like, which is it? Are you a plumber that does do gas or that doesn't do gas?
Well, hopefully.
Is my Construction 11. It's not the Sightkind podcast. It's my Construction 11.
Go.
Okay, you ready for this?
Right.
So I've gone for Roofer in net.
Okay.
Because
stops the rain coming in.
Yeah, but you've got to be good. You've got to be mobile as a roofer. You've got to move.
Good shout. That's throwing tiles day. Catching them.
Remember you saying that to a roofer once. You're a cat with six legs. Because he nearly fell off the roof and he just hung on at the last second. Like one arm started, one hand stuck on. Yeah.
So you've got to be agile. You've got to be mobile. You've got to be a little bit sort of.
It's a fair shout. I get it.
Fast across the box.
And on your pins.
On your pins.
You know, you're on your battens, you're catching your battens,
And you're on your nerves. You're living on your nerves as well because you can always,
Now then, this is very controversial. I've gone left back.
Yeah.
I've gone plumber.
Plumber.
Don't know.
I think a lot of plumbers tend to whinge. Yeah. There's a lot of whingers with plumbers.
Yeah. Oh, got bad knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have.
I can't do gas. And then you have a plumber that go, I can do gas.
Yeah.
And it's like, which is it? Are you a plumber that does do gas or that doesn't do gas? Mm. Well, I can do the pipes up to the boiler, but I can't fit them to the boiler because I'm not gas safe. Mm. So the reason I've gone plumber at left back is because they're a little bit wet.
Mm.
And I don't mean that as in, I mean mentally wet.
But also they can have other skills that you don't realise, like they're good with lead work, aren't they, plumbers?
Very good.
And sometimes you can get a really good left back who can score about 12 goals, 15 goals in a season.
Roberto Carlos.
Evra, something like that, you know.
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw.
Roberto Carlos, So anyway, plumbers, you've made it in. Okay, centre-backs, I've gone scaffolder.
Solid.
No messing.
Yeah.
He will smash you to the floor.
Yeah.
And I've gone groundworker.
Yeah, I go with that. Two solid central defenders.
You're not going to argue with them,
no
boys.
Messing, get the foot in and everything.
You're not going to argue with them, lads, are you?
And they'll head anything.
You're not going to take any shit off them. They'll come up for corners, they'll smash it in, they'll push everybody out of the way.
They've literally got blocks for heads.
Yeah. Massive slab heads.
Big slab heads.
Metal-like arms.
Arms.
Elbows.
I was going to say. And then, okay, on the right back, I've got gas engineer. So the same type of thing as a plumber.
I can't spell gas engineer. So
just put gas eng.
Gas eng.
Eng, yeah, gas engineer. Yeah. And my thought process there again is, you know, a little bit of sort of...
technical.
Yeah, a bit more technical.
Up and down
more,
with the pipe
a
work.
More, a bit more thinking, a bit more kind of... the neat, the very neat people. You know what I mean? They look after it. They look
interesting after what you've gone for here.
So it's a change to the lot.
I mean, you could have always had plumber in front of the gas engineer, and then you could always do the right wing and right back overlap.
Technically, they are similar.
Yeah,
so, can flip over.
You know, so you're basically playing Kyle Walker and Trippier.
Very similar.
So it's a similar type of thing.
Very similar.
I was like Beckham and Gary Neville when they used to overlap at United.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd say here, Dave, there's not much flair going on.
No, I know what you mean.
He's not a Rio, is he?
Not much finesse.
That's long ball, isn't it?
You need like a Rio to take the ball out or someone.
Yeah, but they won us a league.
Yeah, they did.
Vidic, I think Vidic would
Vidic, be... groundworker.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fucking
100%.
And then he'd fucking bury you, innit?
Yeah, then he'd bury you in the concrete. Yeah. And then never admit to anything.
Yeah, then it'd be fine. What's up with you?
Yeah. Okay. Left wing.
Go on.
Joiner.
So we're going 4-4-2?
Yeah, 4-4-2, yeah. Joiner, left wing.
Joiner. I don't know. I was thinking more central midfield for a joiner. I don't know.
I don't see it. Not nowadays. An old school joiner, I think you'd put in the central midfield.
Yeah, it was like, I think a joiner in a bricky midfield because they like the build and but get the core.
See, this
I know we've got a joiner here, but what are joiners? They're just nail gunners now, aren't they? They just nail gun everything.
Yeah. Do you mean but first fix? He's a
Dave,
first fix joiner.
Dave,
you're
Dave.
Like, how many fucking nails are you putting Dave. That skirting board, mate?
How much fun is it?
It's great. It is a lot of fun. No, it is.
But okay. It's interesting because of the way I'm looking at the other thing we're going to do later.
Yeah.
It's an interesting... I might take a pitch so I can remember what we've put.
Well, you could keep that and you could do this, that on that side.
Oh, okay.
The actual players.
Ah, yeah, Dave's 11 versus Danny's 11.
The actual players,
11, yeah.
if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to throw you all out. Right wing.
I'm just going to move that back a bit.
Yeah.
And you've gone with 4-4.
I'll explain in a minute.
Right
midfield.
Yeah.
Solar panel installer.
But isn't that more electricians and...
Well, yeah. So there's a solar panel qualification. So you can be a solar panel installer in your own right.
Right.
You can be a roofer and do it.
Yeah.
You can be an electrician and do it. Or you can be, do it
on
your own solar panel. Do it in your own right. So I've gone now. It's a fairly new construction-ish trade, obviously. We've fairly new. Solar panels have been around for years, but it's becoming more prominent nowadays. Mm.
So he'd be like one of them German specialist players, wouldn't he?
He'd be very focused. Very, very focused. He'd do exactly what you tell him to do.
Mm.
He would do exactly what you tell him to do. And he would also, he'd bring a little light into the...
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean? You're not feeling that, you lads, are you?
It's different. I suppose it's got to be modern football and all that, is he?
Okay, central midfield, the heart of the team.
I'm going for it.
It's bricky.
I'm going to write it.
Go on, you write down.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Bricklayer,
yeah.
Bricklayer,
yeah. Roy Keane.
It was also, for the viewers, it was Dave's position as a footballer.
And listeners, but it was, yeah. Bricklayer was my position, Central midfielder was my position. But bricklayer, central midfield, tough, hard, no nonsense. I get it. No fucking around.
Just firing bricks out, left, right, and
all
centre.
Over the place.
And
all
mortar
place.
Going everywhere.
Smashing it everywhere, every day.
Yeah. Crashing it in.
Never phoning in sick. Just fucking
just going.
It.
Yeah.
No, get up.
That
get
is
up.
A centre midfielder,
get up,
to be fair. Yeah.
Get to work. Fucking get working.
It's raining. You can't lie. Yeah, I can. Watch this.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the pub? Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's 11 on a Monday. Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We've earned our money for the day. Yeah. And then with him or her in central midfield, again, controversial, landscaper. Mm. You're not feeling that?
What about labourer? Like a 2-in-1 type of, you know?
Well, it is a trade 11.
No,
I'm only joking.
No, fair enough. Labour's no, it is.
Landscaper.
Yeah.
Not...
What do you mean? A bit more of a...
Yeah.
Well, because...
A bit more of a flair.
They're kind of like... They're a bit like a ground worker. They're a bit like a bricklayer. They're a bit like a kind of excavator.
Like Scholes in making space.
They do a bit of everything. Around themselves, they can do anything. Mm. So they're very sort of... not flexible. That's
actually,
the wrong word.
I said landscapers, they kind of get missed because they're at the end of the job, aren't they? Yeah, they just finish off the...
Yeah,
but it's where the customer spends a few quid as well.
It is.
They go unnoticed.
It is.
They go unnoticed. Yeah. But nowadays, you're right, Danny. They spend a lot of money.
I don't want to spend, you know, £2,000 for that piece of steel. But I tell you what, I'll buy this lovely bush cherry tree that imported from Japan.
Yeah.
And these.
Well, that Japanese knotweed. It's great.
These, and these posh flags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indian stone. Yeah. Bit of Indian stone.
And we'll put an LED trim light all around.
Oh yeah, they love all that.
I'll buy 20 flags from B&Q.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll only pay for 18, but I'll buy 20.
Yeah.
How many have you got there, love? 18.
10.
I always go to the one that's the youngest. That's what my opinion is. Where was we? So up front.
Go on.
Okay. So I've gone for electrician.
Yeah.
Spark, yeah. He's up front, or she's up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flair, tidy, neat. A little bit lazy.
Mm.
Arrives to training in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or a Porsche.
Yeah. But does it when it's needed. When the moment comes.
Comes in and finishes the job.
Yeah.
Gets all the credit.
Yeah. Comes in and finishes the job. Slags everybody else off.
Puts the bulb in, turns the lights on. Boom.
Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Slags everyone else off.
Yeah.
They're all lazy. They're all useless.
Yeah.
And for the bit of flair,
go on.
Painter and decorator up front.
P&D.
Paint and decorator up front. Bit of flair. Again, a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
I can't do digital print wallpaper. All right, mate. Well, don't do it then.
Yeah.
I only want a wall at walls. But, you know, as you said on the last one, flicking the brushes, sort of, you know, they've got that bit of sort of,
yeah, this is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bit of flair.
Bit of cutting in.
Okay, that's my starting 11. Right. You don't have to write this down. Manager. I've got an ex-joiner who's now a site manager.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they always are, aren't they? Always like, usually a site
manager,
aren't they?
He's an ex-joiner, site manager. Bit military, a bit, thinks he's better than everybody else, but can sort of...
So we're calling
him Woody.
Trade 11.
Woody. Yeah. And then as subs.
Yeah.
I've got wall and floor tiler. They didn't make it.
Oh. Like wall and floor.
Forklift truck drivers. They didn't make it.
Yeah. But where would they go if they came on?
I'd probably go up front.
Up front. What about?
Architect.
Wouldn't even put them on the bench.
He's on the bench, but he's not made it, I'm afraid. Yeah. Plasterer. They won't be happy then.
Plasterers, I'm not being funny.
You've pissed a lot of people off.
Plasterers, there.
I've not started him. He's there. He's on the bench, but he's not starting.
I've got to say that. I think
He's coming on at 85.
I mean, really,
shouldn't you have started
a plasterer there? One of the core trades.
I think
it is a core trade.
I think you've.
Yeah, it's like a
three positions there.
Yeah, but I've got
for core trades,
and then I've also got surveyor, window installer, and labourer. And labourer.
Well, labourer could have done one of the defensive positions.
Okay.
And wheel specialist position, which I've only just found out 2 days ago that it is now classed as a construction trade. Chimney sweep.
Okay.
Actually, if you've got a log burner.
It's because it's a specialist.
I'd have to move.
Because they also restore chimney stacks.
What about the old insulators? You know, the old...
Didn't make the team. Considered them. The insulation lads.
You just ruled them out.
No, didn't make the team. Sorry. You're playing for Brighton. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You're almost there, but you need to sign for United or City or Chelsea or Arsenal or, you know. So what do we think? That's it.
Yeah.
It's The only, it's just the plasterers. I think plasterers.
You're not feeling
be.
It.
No, plasterers,
just what, plasterers should be one
on
that
the bench that's all that never starts, never gets his chance.
But always scores.
He plays really well when he comes
and
on.
And he always scores. When
everyone
he comes
complains,
in.
Why does he never start? That's mm. that's what he is.
You've that's done. You've yeah. done a Grealish to him.
Yeah.
Grealished
I don't
him.
Know. Grealished him.
You're not happy about the plasterer not starting, are you?
There's three positions for me that
I think that
are questionable. Landscape.
It's the solar panel guy. The plasterer can go on there.
I'd have gone plasterer. Probably right wing.
I don't know, plasterer on the right.
I'd have got Labour in at right back. And I can't read my own run right.
Tuner, one of them says tuner.
Forklift truck drive. Do you know what? I'd probably put the landscaper back to right wing, the plasterer into midfield, and I'd probably go with the wall and floor Tyler on the right wing.
Yeah,
it's just the plasterer.
Favorite trade, though, isn't it?
Favorite trade. And I've had to, you know.
I don't know, plaster. I think there's a lot of skill in plastering. Yeah, you know.
No, there is.
Yeah.
Although some of it, I don't know, nowadays with these big boards and these big floats, it doesn't look that difficult to me.
Yeah. I'm not, you're doing it me, Ed.
I know I am, actually. Right, okay. Next on the agenda now is we're going to shout out the England players and you've got to say the trade that you think, if they weren't a footballer, what trade would they be?
Good one.
Right, so first, let's name the squad.
Well, I've got the full squad.
Let's do the squad first.
Do the 11.
I think is the 11.
Starting 11 from the other
night. Right, Pickford. So what trade is Pickford going to be?
For me, all day long, he's a fucking scaffolder.
Yeah, it's him, not
the position.
Yeah,
I mean
he's
him.
A scaffolder.
Him.
Yeah, he's a scaffolder.
He's a scaffolder, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think you're probably right, actually, yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
But we've all got to do a vote. I think we've got a vote
on this. He's at Everton.
Yeah, he's solid. Yeah. Yeah. He's great for England, though. He's great.
He's fucking mental.
He's great. Yeah. I like Pickford.
Yeah.
He's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
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 Scaffolder.
Yeah, Pickford. So put S next to him, Dan. Right. Scaff. Okay, defenders.
So it was Kyle Walker, wasn't it?
So it was Kyle Walker, yeah.
Trippier.
God, both great players.
Mark Gay,
Stones.
Right. Okay, so what's Kyle Walker?
Well, he's quick.
He's fat, he is fast.
Yeah, he's really quick.
He's also got 10 kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he loves having a kid.
Has he got 10 kids? Something like that, isn't it?
He
loves having kids.
He's got a lot of kids. He loves kids.
He loves kids.
He's a good dad.
No, he's a good dad. He's a very good dad.
He likes women.
He loves women. He doesn't like the women to know each other.
No,
he's got
doing
a mental
that.
Personal life, but he's always on it.
He's always delivers. Yeah, he's dead reliable. He's solid. He's dead reliable.
I mean,
I know he's a safe player, but he's a great player.
As a United fan,
he's a great player.
Gary Neville's the greatest right back. I think that's now into question.
Yeah, he is a great player.
For me,
he is.
Fantastic player. Fantastic.
What trade that's fast and he's always reliable?
What we're saying about him.
He could be a plasterer.
He could be.
He's fast and he's reliable.
He's quick. He's got to get it on
A really
quick.
Good player, plasterer.
Plasterer's got plasterer. To get it on quick.
A really good plasterer.
Saying, will Kyle Walker be happy with this?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
Kyle's got no choice.
He's not worried if he gets messy.
Yeah, Kyle, if you are listening to this, by the way, you're a plasterer, mate.
So Kyle Walker's plasterer.
Yeah.
Jordan Pickford is definitely a scaffolder.
Okay, the left back, Trippier.
Well, he's from Bury as well.
He's solid. Trippier's solid. Yeah. He's a good player.
So he's a good northern trade.
Yeah. He's used to the rain.
Kieran Trippier, what rain. Trade would
yeah,
he
what is about used the, to the rain.
So what, a roofer? No? Is he actually? No.
He's a little bit. Oh, little yeah. Bit,
he's got a free kicks, isn't he? He's got a free kicks, Trippier, isn't
he?
I think they should have him taking more free
roofer.
Kicks.
Roofer.
Roofer's
got a great free kick in the semi-final a few years ago. Brilliant free kick.
They didn't let him take one on Tuesday, did they? They all sat wrapped around
it.
At Trent.
Trent bossing it.
No, Trippier should have took hold of that.
So we're saying
Roofer for Trippier.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Roofer.
Yeah.
Agile.
Johnny Stones. Oh, Mark Gay. What were we saying, Mark Gay?
I don't know enough about him. I don't know enough.
Mark Gay.
He's an apprentice.
Whatever he is, he's an apprentice.
He's an apprentice. Yeah. Yeah. He's apprentice.
So he's a good player. I like him.
But I don't know enough. Like I've not seen him enough of him yet.
Apprentice. Just say apprentice.
He's just apprentice.
I think he's just a construction apprentice. Yeah. He's an app.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. We like apps on the show. We like it.
John Stones.
Technical.
I think
love him.
It's quite technical.
Of his surname, I think we give him something like he's a concreter, he's a groundworker.
Or a stonemason.
We don't do enough stonemasons,
do we?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
chipping away.
Go back in his family
But he will be.
He probably will.
He will be.
We'll
go
stonemasons.
Yes, we don't have stonemasons, do we? No, we don't mention stonemasons. Because there's an art in shaping stone.
Yeah, John Stone.
Yeah, that's good, that.
Stonemason.
Right. So then,
sorry, I'm gone.
What? It was 4-2-3-1.
Midfielders, we had Declan Rice.
DR.
We had
Bellingham.
Bellingham. Alexander Arnold.
Yeah, Trent was in there. Because they have all that 4-2-3. What's her name now, don't they? And Saka. We had Saka as well.
Foden and Saka.
Kane.
Kane was
and then
on his own.
Really, Foden and Saka.
Foden was on the left.
And Saka was on the right.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, Saka had a good bit of service on that right.
Did I drop Alexander Arnold?
Well, he's a defender, isn't he?
I think he's a good lad, but I'll drop him.
What about Kobe?
Let's just get the trades. What trades?
Well, Bellingham's got to be the best trade.
Yeah.
Because he's the best player.
The best trade.
It's tricky,
because we all want to say our own trades.
See, well, how about we go?
Is he multi-skilled?
Let's leave Bellingham.
Leave him for now.
Leave Kane, him to last.
Electrician.
Yeah. Kane's definitely electrician.
Yeah, he's electrician.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. He's definitely electrician.
Yeah, he's running cables through and all that. Yeah.
Foden.
Foden. He's a dirty something or another.
He's the world's best forks driver.
I'd say Foden for me is also a scaffolder.
No, he's a forks driver. He's the world's best forks driver.
He can get impatient, Foden, if he's not getting the work he wants.
Yeah.
So he needs to be.
He gets aggravated, doesn't he?
So like which trade are always waiting?
Bricklayers for Mortar. Bricklayers are always moaning about Mortar.
That's a good one. And he is from Stockport.
That is a good one.
Mike does all day long. He's moaned about drivers.
He lives near to the biggest brick built structure in Europe.
I love that. It's a good trade, Bricklayer. Yeah,
right, Saka.
Foden's a Bricklayer.
Yeah.
Saka.
Oh.
I'm going to go.
Bit flair.
Gas engine, no.
No, I'm going to. See, Saka, I think he's a brilliant footballer.
Payne Decorator.
He's a great lad.
Payne Decorator.
He has got flair. He's got skill.
He's got a bit of sort of cutting. Don't quite know what he's going to do next. He cuts
in. I said that three times now. Cutting.
Yeah, it don't matter. Say it again. Cutting.
Cutting.
Yeah.
Get the papers.
Paint decorator. PD.
Paint decorator.
Right.
So Declan Rice.
Three midfielders.
Right. I think Declan Rice. We've got to have something solid.
He's a labourer, I think, Declan Rice. Strong.
But a really good.
Reliable.
He sees what's coming in front. He's always in front.
He's always in front. He can load out for you.
Yeah, he's always in front.
He gets things sorted. He's there an hour before you.
Yeah, you don't have to think tell him. You don't have to tell him he's always there. Get it ready.
Wonderful player.
Yeah.
I think he's a labourer.
But I like semi-skilled. No, he's not an insult saying he's a labourer. He's a proper good labourer.
All of his teammates.
Not an insult.
Yeah. No, he's not an insult.
He's helping other teammates.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's always seen ahead. He's seen ahead.
And he's always there. Yeah.
He's in front.
Labourer. Okay, two left.
See, now, Trent.
He's a great player, but I don't think he's a midfielder.
He's a great player.
He's not a midfielder.
He's done amazing at Liverpool.
He's a trade.
But for me...
He's not a midfielder.
We're talking about him as a player, just as a... Doesn't matter. His position is midfield, but just as a player, his personality on the pitch.
You're right. We've got to keep it like that. I'm talking about... So, Trent... Right. Unbelievable passer of the ball. Almost up there with David Beckham.
I won't say that much.
I know what Bellingham is.
Well, hang on. Save that for a second.
Yeah.
Trent.
Quick thinking, Alexander-Arnold as well. That corner he took in the semi-final. Quick corner led to the goal.
That's true.
Trigger. Very quick thinking. Sees something even the other players didn't
see. Problems.
Yeah, seeing problems ahead of time.
Sees the pass.
He's a surveyor, building surveyor.
Nice.
Nice.
He's a building surveyor.
He's a surveyor,
isn't he?
Right,
yeah,
right. Here's the boy.
Right. Mm.
Right. Well, I'm
going to...
I love him. I love him.
Right, technically...
He's amazing.
He's a qualified joiner, but he's become a wood carver.
Oh, I think
he's like a specialty.
No, like
a national trust like Grimlin Gibbons or something. Yeah. Like he's a carver.
See where you're going.
No, he's like an artist.
Really specialist.
I think he's elevated himself. This guy makes the greatest bespoke whatever.
That's it, yeah. He's a carver.
Like furniture or stonemasonry.
He's Da Vinci.
He's Grimlin Gibbons. He's Grimlin Gibbons in right. carving.
Who's the greatest person in construction ever?
Brunel.
Winston Churchill.
Brunel.
Brunel.
He's an engineer.
He's Brunel.
He's great.
No, he is. He's Brunel. Isn't Bad Kingdom.
Isn't Bad Kingdom. Bad Kingdom Brunel.
Yeah.
He's
one of the greatest Britons ever.
He's pissed off because he's not joining.
He's on the bench.
Well, you can't tell you what.
I'll tell you what then.
He did a trade as
Gareth Southgate.
He's a joiner.
What trade would Gareth Southgate be?
He's a joiner that's now South.
Thing is with Southgate, it's very, very easy to call him.
Yeah.
Right. And I did hear Gary Neville say something the other day that, right, what were England before?
Oh, crap. No,
yeah, it's a good point.
And he has got a point.
He has got a good point.
Right. And it's easy to get on Southgate's back, but. Semi-final, final.
I'll give a point of how Southgate's raised the standards. We beat Serbia 1-0.
Yeah.
Tough team, tough physical team. Yeah. In our opening game of the Euros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All anyone did was complain afterwards.
It's true.
And the reason why is because he's raised the standards.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the last World Cup we won had.
Yes, good point.
4-5-0 or whatever. When he first took over at his first tournament, we were happy that we just got past the second round.
We got to the semi-final that time, yeah.
We're now, the country won't get going unless we get to a semi-final.
It's true.
Because of him.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That is a good point.
Jack,
last night I watched Belgium.
Yes.
Get beat 1-0. That was us.
France did it off an own goal.
France did it.
Off an own goal.
Yeah.
Mbappe broke his nose.
Yeah.
Do you see that turtle mask on his face?
No,
have you seen that? So when he got back into the changing rooms, his teammates, they'd put in a Dior box. And when he got the mask out, it was one of the teenage movies.
Yes,
the turtles. He puts
it
on.
Which one was it?
Oh, I think orange. So yeah. Raphael.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, brilliant. Too fair.
Do you know all the turtles?
Mbappe was just
the colour of the bandages.
Leonardo's blue.
But Raphael's red.
Yeah.
But what weapons?
Oh, easy.
Who's the
Leonardo's a sword.
Thanos.
Donatello's nunchucks. Donatello's the sticks.
Yeah.
Michelangelo is the nunchucks. And Raphael is the forks.
Who's the party dude?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Yeah, pizza dude.
Loved us.
We'll have to do a Turtles crossover construction one day.
So Gareth, what trades Gareth?
I think he's a joiner that's become a site manager.
As well.
So site manager.
Site manager. But he was a joiner.
Join the site manager.
Yeah. Decent, you know, joiner.
People have to grudgingly accept that he is actually good at what he does.
Yeah. I've got two things to say about this.
Yeah.
Two things to say about this. Yeah. One, Gareth, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, because you're bored in between games, so you probably check out the latest.
He's probably watching this. Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back the waistcoat, Gareth.
Yes, definitely. And a shirt. Shirt and tie and waistcoat.
The nation expects you in a waistcoat. We want to see the waistcoat. So
I don't
want to
see them V-neck, no.
Second thing, I spoke to someone who I can't say, but who works at Manchester United Football Club. And they said to me that the powers that be are very, 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 very hot on Southgate. Mm. And I had a really good discussion with this individual about why that is the case. And basically they said they want somebody. They've stuck with Ten Hag and they're going to stick with Ten Hag. But if it doesn't work up till, say, Christmas, I think you'll see a change.
Right.
Which is not really... No news there,
it's no news there.
That happens with most football clubs. They said that what United want now and want to build on for the future is a culture. And that's what Southgate has done at England. He's made England now into this great place to be as a player and this great place to go and nobody backbites and the all
players are disappointed.
It's a foundation type of thing. Yeah.
Say again.
Players are disappointed if they don't get called.
That is a great great point.
And when he said that to me, this person that works for United, I thought, you know what? I actually get that now because that's what United does need.
Yeah.
And has needed for a long time. The Ten Hag has bringing it in and trying to bring it in continually, but I think that's what he does need. So I just wanted to mention that in the pod, but. There we have it.
Yeah.
Right, so the next question I've got for you all then is, this team faces each other tonight. Who wins?
Well, England are winning.
England win.
Because they're all professional footballers.
No. The trades. So this trade 11 versus that trade 11.
Well, that's the original trade 11, they've got a solid defence, haven't they, there?
Plasterer. I can't even remember what that is.
Stonemason.
Apprentice.
It's
a weak point.
That is a weak point.
But you have got the other three in that defence who are really good.
Well, that midfield there, I mean, that engineer in the middle there, wow.
Yeah.
I think that formation beats the standard 4-4-2.
I think it does. Yeah. England, I think the players will be playing.
Find the spaces in between
4-4-2. You think they beat them?
Yeah, here's another, just a random one. I think Real Madrid have shown this a little bit with Ancelotti, but have we gone too much system-based and we should be a bit more inspirational-based of letting the lads...
Yeah.
A bit more pragmatic.
I agree with that, yeah.
Remember, I got a message off my mate Mark, and he's always, we're always talking about that, saying, you know, he's a big City fan, but sometimes it's too system... Everything's like being wearing away other teams when it's should be more
away
inspirational.
From the individuality of
the players. Yeah, and like, I thought Bellingham was the difference for us. Yep. That bit of inspiration and just in the right place.
It happens a lot at academies, doesn't it? You see kids
like institutionalized.
Go to an academy and the thought of as this great individual, and then all of a sudden they become. I mean, Gary Neville even said it about his brother Phil Neville. I think Phil Neville got an illness, but Gary said that Phil was always the better player. Always far more,
a bit more technical.
But became very, after his illness anyway, but he became very kind of regimented. There's nothing wrong with that, but you lose that kind of
flair,
inspiration almost, that ability to make your own mind up about a situation on the pitch. Mm. Well, no, I can't do that. I've got to pass it left.
Mm-hmm. But funny enough, we're talking about this. Try and relate this to construction. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. Mm. I like it. It is, in
you
a way.
Think now... We just have joiners. Oh, I'm just doing kitchens.
Yeah.
No, you do. Everything's become more.
I'm a plasterer. Right. I don't board. I just skip.
First fix. Yeah. I do first fix.
It's
or,
the whole thing.
Bricklayers that do not do anything other than lay one on top of two, and they don't do arch work. They don't
stonework.
They work off profiles.
Yeah. Work off profiles.
Details.
You're just
detail work.
Regimenting everything. And football has, but
happens everywhere.
It's modular.
It's modular. It's happened in everything. Yeah. The problem is, I actually think as much as Pep is to. Be praised is also to be blamed.
Well, it's that everything's
no because
the
you look the
everything's
way,
the system.
You look the way City have started to change their team. They were this Barcelona type of team, and the last few years he's sort of gone. Shit, I can't carry on doing this in the Premier League. I need to change the way I'm playing, and he's slowly starting to change the way City play.
Well, they've still got to make the best out of Haaland
and
for me
because City. It's tough. But it's also the same in construction. Like we're too. You're too regimented in your own areas.
People just coming to do the windows in a site where it used to be joiners.
I think it's happening everywhere. I mean, even if you see it in like cars. I remember if when you were a kid and you would look at like all the cars that say Honda or Mercedes make, they have, or say like Toyota or something, they have like their standard little hatchback.
Yeah.
You have a truck.
Yeah.
Transit van.
Yeah.
Family.
Big SUV. Now everything is just SUVs. Everything's crossovers.
Yeah.
Everything's hybrid, part this.
Yeah.
And they only, instead of doing 8, 7 or 8 different types of cars, it's all converged into 2
and
or 3 different
types.
They're
all fucking electrical now.
Yeah.
And they've got a range of about 180 miles.
Yeah.
But
it goes into yourself
when you're driving.
It goes into everything's
because
sort
you're
of
scared about charging your fucking car.
Everything's refined down to just a few spots or split into. Unnecessary.
Yeah, it's really
I like think points, it's, in a lot of things, I think it's bureaucracy. Bureaucracy doesn't like taking chances. I'm going off to a different rant here, but
political.
I know, but no, but it's like bureaucracies. The slim of like films, they always go to to the same franchises because it's like easy money. It's cutting down, risk.
Yeah, I never quite got with films. You know why? You can watch a film and you can literally finish watching the film and go. Who the fuck signed off
on that?
For that film?
I know, put 200 million into it. Yeah,
and you think what person? Who in the world goes? That was a great film. Nobody. Yeah. It's shit.
Was it Rise of Skywalker?
Oh, that was awful.
Shocking.
I don't know how. I don't know how that was signed off.
What was the one with Will Smith in? Where was the guy that shoots?
iRobot?
No.
Gemini Man or something?
No. Gemini.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's not.
It was terrible.
He's done better films than that.
I think
that.
It's the old, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Quick fire round. I'm going to shout out some famous footballers' names. You're going to tell me what trades they are.
Ooh.
Pele.
Was
he a joiner?
No, this is not what he was in real life. This is just what he would be. What you think?
Oh, see.
What does he match?
Started very young.
Probably the greatest ever.
He'd be an artist. He'd be a painter.
On it, right from the beginning.
A painter, yeah.
Why be a painter, but like a proper, you know, proper painter.
Maradona.
Scaffolder,
yeah.
Loves the old game.
He liked the old
game.
The old party power.
Fucking loved it, didn't he, Maradona?
He'd rip you off.
Yeah, he'd rip you off. No, he wouldn't.
Oh,
but you love him.
Give him 5 grand for the kitchen or something, and he won't turn up.
Yeah. He's great to be around.
Yeah,
but he's a bugger.
Yeah. Bobby Charlton,
old fashioned
joiner.
Yeah, very old school. All his tools would be cleaned.
Yeah, in a proper old solid.
He'd look immaculate, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd have overalls on.
Yeah, he'd have overalls on. He'd definitely have overalls on.
He'd have an old wooden toolbox.
Join it, and he'd be immaculate with everything he did.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Ooh, similar, I think.
Something like an engineer or something, like steelworks, something like that.
I'll say something engineering about Franz Beckenbauer. Speaking of, you know, tradesmen in construction, working through injuries, 1970 World Cup semi-final, Beckenbauer dislocated his elbow during the game and had his arm in a sling for the rest, because there was no substitutions back then. Just played the rest of the game with his arm in a sling.
Like you would. Imagine him doing that today.
So, fantastic. Working through an injury, no problem. Yeah. Arm gone, leg gone.
What trade are we saying for France?
Bring the money in.
Yeah.
Difficult one, that. Sorry. Probably an engineer.
Like an engineer. You know, like, you know, steelworking and stuff like that. Engineer.
Excellent. Can you name any real-life famous footballers that were in construction?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ian Wright?
Yeah.
Love him. Love Ian Wright.
Stuart Pearce. Jamie Vardy.
Electrician, he was an electrician. Jamie Vardy, I think he worked in a factory, though,
I thought he worked in construction.
I Googled it just before, and I think he did work in a factory. He might have worked in construction, Dan. Vinnie Jones.
Was he a labourer?
Labourer / bricklayer.
Yeah.
Not quite sure. I think it depends what
I've got to say, though.
If he's getting interviewed by... Yeah.
He has got the look of a site worker, though, Vinnie Jones. He's always had that, like, you know, just that look about him.
No, he has, actually. Yeah, he has. And can you name any other famous people that were construction workers?
Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Joyner. Actually, he was still borderline, you know,
Carpenter.
Paul Whitehouse, plasterer.
Paul Whitehouse, yeah.
Paul Whitehouse was plasterer.
He was plasterer. He was making the pub of Harry Enfield. Yeah. And he said, "You're the funniest person I know. Come and, you know."
Didn't know that.
Actually, he did. Paul Whitehouse, Harry helped him out on a job, and they plastered Fry and Laurie. Had a house together in London, and they worked on their house, plastering a few rooms.
I mean,
that's a bit...
No, it's amazing. That's unbelievable. It's mad.
Yeah. Winston Churchill.
Of course, Bricky. Yeah,
Bricky.
Yeah. Bricklayer. Any others that we can think of?
The Queen, she was a mechanic.
She was a mechanic during the war, she fixed Land Rovers. Yeah, actually, we get quite a bit of hate off mechanics.
Well, yeah, no, it's a proper trade, a proper mechanic. I don't,
of course it is.
It's just that it's not on site.
Side cabin construction podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go, "Oh, you never talk about mechanics." I'm like, You're not in construction, dickhead.
Just give them that. I'll keep them happy.
If you want a mechanics podcast, start a mechanics podcast.
Yeah, and we'll criticise you.
Yeah, we'll go and
tell you what. Goal. If we get, I don't know, get 100 mechanic followers. You can have our mechanics.
You can have our big tool.
Yeah. Danny's big tool, spanner. Yeah.
Which was not sure why it's so big.
You're just born like that. Nobody is. We're nearly sort of done here, guys. Anything else that's not mentioned?
Just going back to Stuart Pearce.
Yes.
There's a great book because he played for Forest under Cloughey.
Yeah.
In the 80s, and there's a great book on Cloughey called "Provided You Don't Kiss Me." But this journalist from Forest, not Nottingham Forest, talks about it. But Stuart Pearce, he said how the times have changed. Like he was. He's approachable. He's still in touch with the community. And how many players now, that everything's so marketed and everything's all professional.
So far away.
And he said I could just phone him up. And I was only like a kid in a local journalist in the office. And said, I'll meet at this school and we'll do something for the kids or something.
You're right. They're so far removed. The other, the
no, it's not their fault. You know,
the story
with
Stuart Pearce is the famous story with Stuart Pearce. As he was an electrician before he started playing for Nottingham Forest. He went on for had a fabulous career with England as well and missed the penalty.
Psycho.
And scored the penalty.
Yeah, brilliant.
The famous penalty. I think they'd finished training one day and they'd all come back into the Nottingham Forest training sort of changing room, and there's a plastic bag in the middle of the table and an iron in the plastic bag.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, and... Cloughey called Stuart Pearce over and said, "There's a advertising board out there that's got S. Pearce electrician on it or something." And Stuart Pearce is like, "Yeah, there is, gaffer. It's because I'm, you know, I was an electrician and still doing bits, like, you know, and he sort of says, well, if you're still doing bits, that's my wife's that's my wife's saying.
True story, that.
I want it fixed before the next home game.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently they all come in at the next home game with this iron on the table. It's fixed. Stuart Pearce has fixed the iron for Cloughy.
That's brilliant.
Apparently, it's a true story.
Great. There's some great Cloughy stories.
Non-England manager.
Oh,
he's genius. He's one of them. He's another one. He's just a complete one-off.
Cloughy have been. He's an architect, isn't he?
He's been a bricklayer as well to start off with.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
He's been one of them. He could do it. You know,
almost. There was like a big computer company that he almost joined.
Did he?
Before going into football, he nearly like went in before he became a manager after his career was over because he had a bad knee injury.
He
almost went into like. So like quite a nice
Ferguson,
job for that
Ferguson
time.
Went to an apprenticeship, didn't he? Yeah. I think it was a...
No, he was the ship on the ships. And
was it engineering
Clyde.
Apprenticeship?
Yeah, he's on the Clyde, wasn't he, with the ships? Yeah.
And then when he finished at Rangers, he left football and he became landlord of a pub, Ferguson.
Yeah.
As well, so, you know. Yeah.
Still a very working class, I don't know, after that, in that time.
Yeah, I mean, it still is. It still is. You weigh up the best players.
Not always, but normally. Look at a lot of these boys where
they're all working lads.
Do you know what I mean? All these lads, none of them come, you know, he's a stockport.
Well, Foden's posh, isn't he?
But like Jude Bellingham, just normal mum and dad in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm obsessed with him.
I actually think.
But Mbappe is going to Real Madrid now.
I personally believe he'll end up being one of the greatest ever English football players ever. I honestly believe that.
Mm. I do.
He's already won the Champions League.
Yeah.
He's possibly going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
He might win a trophy at international level. He'll go on to win many more leagues with Real Madrid. I think he'll be captain of England within 2 years, as soon as Kane...
Yeah, he's the next captain.
As soon as Kane's gone.
You know what it is, captain.
For a few years, I'm thinking, Portugal's got Ronaldo and France has got Mbappe and Argentina's got Messi. But it's like, we've got Bellingham now.
We've also got this kid.
Yeah, we have.
Foden.
Yeah.
Saka.
Shout out to Edgley. I think, is it Edgley's from?
Edgley, yeah.
Edgley. It's Withy, isn't it?
Bridge Hall. So I think pretty much done for this evening, fellas. Thank you very much for your attendance. There was something I wanted to just read out very quickly just before we sort of finish, if that's all right. I'm sorry to kind of jump in. It was basically a follower had sent us a message from the last podcast. So I won't read out the name of the individual, but he has said I can read out the message. So he's put, "Hi lads, just listened to episode 17. Loved it, especially the mental health bit near the end. I'm an ex-army and have a couple of mates that have gone over the years, as in suicide. Not sure why on one of them, and the other was because his wife was a domestic abuse thing. Also, one ground worker in construction due to his partner had his anniversary the other day from 2017, and it really hit home now more than ever. So obviously he's talking about our bit at the end about suicide and stats that we read out and the mental health. He's put, I love the end where you lads said it was about your dad saying it doesn't matter. Which I don't know if you guys can remember what we said, but it's where we were saying it's bullshit. It doesn't matter. It does matter, that feeling that you have, or that issue that you might have. But I've been feeling a bit like this lately. I've also been getting a lot of hate on TikTok due to something that somebody else had posted. This is from a well-known TikToker, by the way,
right?
On TikTok, who's messaged us. And he's been getting a lot of hate over something that somebody else posted about him. He's just saying, I believe none of the other social stuff matters. Luckily, I believe I'm a very strong-minded person due to being in the army. It kind of makes you numb to those sort of things. But I can bet there's a lot of big creators on TikTok who get a lot of abuse from people who have absolutely no real life relevance to themselves. But obviously, they have their own private stuff going on. Like you touched on. At the moment, I have a bit of shit going on in my private life with the missus and the kids, which I'm not going to broadcast or talk about, but people are jumping at me not knowing what I have in the real life. Well, not knowing what I have going on in the real life. I've kind of lost track of the point of things at the moment. But for you to use, I just was hoping that you could use this as a message on your podcast, if you wish, but please keep me anonymous. Just wanted to add that I loved the episode. Keep doing what you're doing. Somebody else I know has had really similar experiences to suicide, and listening to you guys has really helped us out. So just wanted to read that. He asked me to read it out, so I've read it out for you. You know who you are.
Yeah. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sending it in. I'm glad it's sort of helping out.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith.
It's touched me. I'm crying.
Danny cries at everything. Christmas
adverts.
I cry a lot now. I think as you get older, you cry more, you know. I think that happens, you know. I'm not going to go here.
People ask why we sort of, you know, I'm crying now, bloody hell. Why I do this? It's because I want to, you know. People say for me, it's been more therapy.
Well, it is. Yeah. Four and lads in a room talking. It's five with our producer.
Yeah, and I love our producers. And
I don't think about the cameras. Just having
it's just as having a chat. And also, this is what men should do, especially not all men, but obviously because of the Site Cabin podcast, men in construction need to be looked after more as well.
Well, with the stats that we read out last month, they are horrific. And just, I won't do this again, but just remember this one crucial statistic, and then we'll call it a night. Statistically, if you ask somebody if they're thinking of committing suicide or doing something silly, that reduces them doing it by about 75%. So ask your mate, ask your pal, ask your brother, ask your dad, ask your uncle, your auntie. I'm talking about many, but ask anybody. Are you thinking of doing something stupid? Because makes them think that maybe there's somebody that cares that's in their lives. Oof, we finished again on it again. We finished again on it. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's.
Finish on it. Come on, England.
Come on, England.
Come on, Bellingham.
Yes. Right, quick prediction. Are England going to win the Euros? Yes or no?
Oh, shit.
Yes or no?
If.
Well, wait a minute. I said that. I said United aren't going to win, so. No.
Oh, I like what you've done
now
there.
Andy's
saying
Do you know what? I'm standing by Gareth, but I'm standing by Jude Bellingham.
Do it, lads. Do
it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. You can do it.
Do it.
Quarter final out on penalties.
He's killed us. I'm going to say.
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're going to go all the way.
I'm going to say yes. We're going to do it.
Do it. I actually don't think anybody's up there. With, you know.
If he wants to, let's give the final say to our producer, Mike. Are they going to do it? Yes or no? He's not sure. He's copping out. Okay.
He's really got a big sign saying it's coming out.
Behind the camera. It's coming out. Right, listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. As always, we'll see you on the next episode in about a month's time. Please subscribe. Please keep liking and sharing all of our stuff. We've been blown away by the activity recently. It's really gone off. So thank you very much for everything. Yeah. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you and goodbye. Night.